degrees and sunny here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. A special investigator says Tennessee's lethal injection process does not violate Krista Pike's rights and that her September 30th execution should be carried out as planned. Pike's legal team had raised several concerns, all related to her health conditions. She's diagnosed with PTSD from a lifetime of sexual trauma. They argued the process, which, among other things, requires her to be strapped down by a group of male prison workers, would cruelly re-traumatize her. They also argued that a blood condition would make the injection process difficult and needlessly painful. The report says the team failed to make their case during the hearings held earlier this month. Pike's attorneys have until Friday to file objections. The Tennessee Supreme Court will have the final word. Small business owners in Nashville can look for help from a trio of metro programs that are getting fresh attention from the mayor's office. One new program looks to help businesses that have been around for at least 15 years. More than $300,000 in grants will be available in the first year. One existing initiative that covers improvements to buildings is now eligible for larger structures. The owner of South Nashville's Peachtree Grill was at the announcement. Nick Soltani says he was able to go from serving guests on a minimalist patio setup to a full brick and mortar.
We were able to add a whole dining room and beautify the outside of the building and really bring the restaurant into a more of a real restaurant state.
The property program used to cover building exteriors, but now has funding for interior improvements as well. The company that owns Budweiser says Tennessee owes it $2 million. The Department of Revenue declined tax breaks for InBev. The company argues the law changed and the state used the old formula to calculate InBev's tax bill and overcharged. InBev asked for a refund and didn't get it, so it's taking the fight to county court in Davidson. You are listening to 90.3 WPLN News.